Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 WCWP.org. We have really had a very full show, haven't we, David?
Yes, very much so.
A lot of information. You still with us there, Helene?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So before we went to break, we were just talking about if somebody wants to get in touch with you, or maybe how would some...
It's under construction right now, but I do have a Facebook page. They can go to Attitude for Gratitude. It's an attitude. Basically, I focus on... I teach everybody also. I make up basically wellness programs for my clients, and it focuses a lot on gratitude because, you know, it's really all about gratitude. Every day, we should just all write down three things that we're grateful for and really focus on that, because that's what you're going to really focus on for your day. And you'll see that if you focus on those three things for the day, stress will not be an issue for you for that day. So you can get me on Facebook, or you can email me at Helene.Lipschitz, L-I-P-S-C-H-I-T-Z, at AOL.com, or you can call me on my business line at 646-206-9789.
Perfect. And you know what? If you stay in touch with Christina, too, when you get that website up, you'll let us know what that is, and we can talk about that later on in our shows.
Definitely.
Great. That's great. So it's really, really important to have a positive attitude and accept and then go forward.
Most definitely. I'd like to do, if everybody's listening, who's ever listening, I just would like to do a little one-minute meditation with you, just so you get the feel. I do it with my patients, and I do have to tell you, I have, of course, everybody's anxious when they go to the doctor, and people's blood pressure goes up. And they hyperventilate, and that's not good for you because it causes a dis-ease in the body and the mind, and that's where disease then steps in. It's allowed to step in because our cells have memory, and that constant worry eventually will cause inflammation, and then that causes illness. So I want to break that cycle. I want to teach my clients and my patients how to step in and take control of their health. So when I do this meditation with them, they don't believe me, of course, at first, and then we check their blood pressure again, and their blood pressure and their heart rate is so much lower than it was before.
So is this a meditation one would do kind of when they would be kind of maybe facing an anxiety type of
exactly.
a situation?
Exactly. This is a, you know, basically it's a right now, basically... That's why the breath is so important.
Right.
It's all about the breath, because if you're breathing shallow and you're not breathing from your belly, you know, that's when you're blowing out carbon dioxide. I'm not going to get into the scientific, you know, things, but it's not doing anything for your body, mind, and spirit, because I basically want to help you bring your body, mind, spirit, and emotions into balance, and that's called alignment in yoga, you know, and in energy healing. So this is a guided exercise. I just would like everybody, even you.
I'm already there.
Great.
Go ahead.
Just close your eyes and just get into a comfortable position wherever you are.
Except our engineer. She's got to stay. There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Take a deep breath in through your nose, nice and slow, and just exhale out through your mouth, breathing out any tension, anxiety, and worry. As you inhale, you breathe in a sense of peace. You see it. You see it. You picture it. A sense of beauty and golden relaxation. So as you breathe in, beautiful. It's going nice and slow in through your nose, nice and slow out through your mouth. Focus on your heart, and with every breath, allow it to expand and fill you with that relaxation energy. Allow yourself to be quiet and still, knowing you can trust your soul and your spirit. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, just calm. Stay there. This is mindfulness. This is taking care of you. This is just being right here, right now. Build on this calmness. You could do this anytime, anywhere. Now, when you're ready, fill your lungs and body with oxygen. Gently exhale. Open your eyes. Shake your shoulders. Wiggle your fingers and toes. And stand up.
I'm hooked up to a cord here, but I'll do my best.
Okay. Open your arms and exhale a long sigh and say, give yourself a big hug. That's my gift to everybody that's listening.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I felt like I was in Shavasana.
I know. Shavasana is wonderful.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
So I think I'm done, David. I'm totally calm. I have nothing to say. We're just going to call it a day. That was beautiful. I know that it, you know, in when we're in situations where we become anxious or we kind of manifest again that anxiety that we're just used to having, you know, if you can, I think, you know, some of the common terms we use is catch your breath, you know, when you're kind of doing that shallow
take a breath, catch your breath,
you know,
just
really
bring yourself back to your breath, bring yourself back. And if that could be your, I teach people like affirmations and mantras, anything that's gonna, you know, my son went to law school, he's an attorney, he works for Amazon, and when his first year of law school was so hard, and he's very scientific, he doesn't believe, initially he didn't believe in any of this, he didn't believe in Reiki, he didn't believe in any of this, I taught him meditation, and that got him through his first year of law school. Just when he got anxious or he got nervous in school about his tests or whatever, he said to me, Mommy, I just went back to my breathing. I went back to my breath. And it's all about the breath. The breath is your tool. It's the first tool that I teach everybody. Because we have to breathe.
We do.
But, you know, it's all about the breath.
And connecting the breath, you know, and then getting more kind of into yoga where we connect our breath to movement.
Exactly. And yoga is mindfulness. It's right. The union of the body and mind. And yoga, it's not only, everybody thinks of yoga, oh, I can't do yoga, it's all those poses, but that's why I'm showing everybody that there's chair yoga. I do chair yoga. I do, sometimes I hurt my foot, I sit in the chair and I do all the poses that I do on the mat.
That's right.
You know, a lot of poses you can do in the chair. And it's just amazing. It really, really is. You feel so much better in your mind, in your body, your mood.
And, you know, Helene, a lot of doctors and even physical therapists and orthopedists, they recommend yoga.
Yes, they do.
They recommend yoga for recovery. And you know, yoga has a lot of different types of programs. There's restorative, there's yin.
Exactly.
And they're all, you know, really good for recovery.
Oh, definitely. And there's a lot of modifications with yoga. It's not, if you can't, you know, bend a certain way or do a certain pose, I have blocks and pillows and blankets. So you're comfortable And then your body is then able to open up, because that's what it's all about, opening up that energy, you know, and really opening up and allowing the energy to flow. Because when you have pain in your body, if you're anxious, all of that is blocked energy. And that's why Reiki, mindfulness, and yoga all work together to open up that energy so the energy can flow.
You know, we have only about 2 minutes left, but, you know, I was talking to my engineer a little earlier, and we were talking about the acupuncture.
Acupuncture is great.
Acupuncture, people, you know, really don't understand it. You know, and the funny thing is, not the funny thing, the great thing is now that it is recognized. It is a recognized practice and is covered on, I know, on my health insurance.
Yes, it's covered under my health insurance, yes. And yes, it is. As a matter of fact, there are some insurance companies now that do cover yoga.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes, there is. Oxford covered yoga, yes. So you know what? We're getting there. In Europe, they give a prescription for yoga, for Reiki. It's so recognized in Europe.
Yes, yes.
It's just not recognized here yet.
I think we're getting there.
But I do feel that one day complementary and alternative therapy will be part of the preventative plan so you don't get all these illnesses down the line.
Well, Helene, I want to thank you. We have a minute left. I want to thank you so much for bringing us through a lovely meditation, a lot of information to a holistic approach, and just kind of giving hope to people that, you know, you're never too old, you're never too sick to change, to look at something new. There's something there for everybody in any condition. If you're wheelchair bound, if you're in pain. So we are going to have to wrap it up. It was wonderful talking to you. Again, we'll be in touch and get your website. And you've been listening to Helene Lipschitz, who is a holistic health and wellness coach. And we will be back in a few moments.